Listener Production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Investigations are ongoing after a man was shot dead by police near Gladstone Monday morning. The incident happened at a rest stop south of Merriamvale, leaving the Bruce Highway closed in both directions until after 8 p.m. last night. It's alleged the 36-year-old man pulled a gun on police before shots were fired. The Ethical Standards Command will now investigate the incident. A Queensland agronomist has accused the big two supermarkets of bully boy tactics in a submission to the Supermarket Pricing Select Committee. The committee's goal is to understand and address problems around the price at the checkout and is continuing regional hearings today. In agronomist Judy Plaff's submission yesterday, she slammed the big two, saying they force farmers to take a lower price so their profit margin remains healthy.
If Australia really values fruit and vegetable growers producing fresh, clean, green product, then we have to start seeing farmers being paid properly and not being vulnerable to the bully boy tactics that the supermarkets use.
Rockhampton Regional Council have approved an application to build two new food and drink drive-thrus on George Street. It's reported that Oporto, a Portuguese-style restaurant, will be taking one of the spots, with the second vacancy still to be filled. The food scene keeps growing in Rocky, with the construction of Guzman & Gomez and Banjo's Bakery well underway. And DV Connect says it's glad the new commissioner has announced domestic violence as one of his top priorities, but they do have high expectations. It comes after veteran officer Steve Grucheski was announced as the state's new commissioner yesterday, stating more needs to be done to tackle domestic violence. Director of Clinical Governance Michelle Roy says the organisation is heartened by his announcement, but says a cultural change is needed.
A change in leadership just doesn't naturally mean that cultural change will occur. There is a lot of work that needs to be done here, and it does need to be in consultation with the whole ecosystem of those people who are involved in keeping victim survivors safe.